With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker, United States. In a 13th straight night of strikes against Iran as the war escalating over shipping routes. In the meantime, on Capitol Hill, the House voted to rebuke the Trump team on its Iran policy, but Foreign Affairs Committee Chair, Florida Republican Brian Mast, says the Democrats who are criticizing the war are disrespecting the 18 young men and women who have given their lives for our country.
To belittle this mission is to belittle and demean the very service these members gave their life for. Their sacrifice was not meaningless. This operation is bringing a reckoning for the hundreds of times Iran has attacked and killed people of the United States of America.
Now, the Senate GOP rejected a similar effort hours later as Democrats couldn't muster the needed support to advance another anti-war measure. The Trump administration is unveiling double-digit tariffs on what amounts to dozens of countries.
President Trump is citing human rights abuses to impose new tariffs of 10 to 12.5% on products from 60 countries, citing their failure to enforce an import ban on goods produced with forced labor. The announcement came just as the 150-day clock runs out on temporary 10% levies he imposed after the Supreme Court struck down his larger tariffs from February. Under Section 301 of the 1974 Trade Act, the president is permitted to impose such taxes. A statement from U.S. Trade Representative Jameson Greer says the action will begin to correct what is both a human rights abuse and distortive trade practice. Jennifer King, Washington.
And this is SRN News. Well, there's a new center of Islamic terrorism in the world. Correspondent Michael Harrington reports.
According to the 2026 Persecution Index just released by International Christian Concern, Africa is the global hotspot for jihadist violence, not the Middle East. The ICC report says, quote, groups such as Boko Haram, ISWAP, and Al-Shabaab have strengthened their networks across Nigeria, Niger, Mali, and Somalia, while ISIS and Al-Qaeda affiliates expand operations. Thousands of Christians have been killed or displaced. Michael Harrington reporting.
The Trump administration dispatching a plane loaded with food and hygiene kits to Cuba. It's all part of U.S. efforts to give direct assistance to the residents there while continuing to pressure the government. State Department says 700 packages will be distributed directly to the Cuban people. This is SRN News. In West Virginia, residents there cleaning up, dealing with floodwaters that inundated hundreds of homes and businesses, also washed out bridges and led to a number of water rescues. Governor Patrick Morrissey.
More roads have been reopened, and we know that many thousands of West Virginians have had their power restored. And of course, communities are beginning to do the really heavy lifting in terms of moving toward recovery, cleaning up and assessing the damage.
And several people reportedly are still missing. Tropical Storm Bertha making a second landfall, this time near the Texas-Louisiana state line, ending a slow crawl across the Gulf Coast. National Hurricane Center says, meanwhile, Bertha is beginning to weaken rapidly. More details, srnnews.com.